Former Education Minister Betty Modibisu has described as false a publication by the Chronicle newspaper that she granted a tax waiver of 248 million Dutch marks to the construction pioneers CP in a settlement agreement. Speaking to Radio Ghana, her lawyer Nana Tudazi said it is nowhere in the settlement agreement that she granted the waiver, which according to Mr. Dazi would have been unconstitutional. He therefore challenged all those with copies of the settlement agreement to read the entire document and not pick and choose.
The Chronicle newspaper, 22nd March, published an article. The lead banner was Betty causes loss of 248 million Dutch marks. This matter is also being carried all over, even in the internet, to the effect that our client, Mrs. Betty Modibisu, the former attorney general, granted a tax waiver of 248 million Dutch marks to CP Construction. The settlement agreement does not contain even one word or sentence that exempts or grants waiver of taxes to CP. Nothing like that. Indeed, the document in paragraph 6 of it specifically, as it were, reaffirms the validity of claims arising under the terms of the agreement which they were signing, which meant that for purposes of the agreement, any payment that will be made arising out of that agreement and obligations arising therefrom, they are all subject to the normal obligations. So, CP expects to be paid. If they are paid, of course, then the tax element becomes exigible. So, we don't know where this statement is coming from that Mrs. Betty Modibisu granted a waiver to CP. A document must be read as a whole. You don't just take one portion of the document and then come to a conclusion. You must read the whole document. And we are afraid if the people who are advocating this had read the entire document, they would have realized that what they are saying, that Betty causes loss of 248 million Dutch marks, is not only misleading, but it's actually false.
But Nana, Madam Betty Modibisu is expected to appear before the committee. Why then come out with this statement?
What we do know is that she was invited to appear before the committee. We did indicate that as a former cabinet minister, she had an obligation to seek clearances before appearing. You take an oath of secrecy, and that oath continues even after you've left office. So we needed a mandate from the sitting attorney general to appear to speak for the ministry. Secondly, we needed a mandate to access the documents in the ministry. We still don't have the documents. We still have not been given any mandate. But what we do know is that per the settlement agreement, she didn't give or grant any waiver to anybody. In any case, if she did, that would be unconstitutional. It would be illegal.
Lawyer for former Education Minister Betty Modibisu, Nana Tudazi, talking to Seth Aya.